In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come on, everybody now. How can you not get into this? Let's go.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Hello, Apostle. Adrian, we love you. Feliz Navidad. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Not can the people hear it?
Lyrics?
Well, we can't. You know, there's some FCC stuff going on here, Dan. We can't just... It just rip them off. By the way, you look like you're ready for Christmas time. What's with the pea coat?
It's cold out, man.
Not really. Well,
you
for
look
a
very
city
New
boy.
York.
Yeah, you do look like you're headed to New York. Oh man.
Oh really? We can't hear lyrics. Huh? Is that one of those? I didn't know.
I don't know. I like the bed too. No doubt about it. Didn't want to butcher it. Like I butchered the reference right before the break. It was Bruce Almighty, not Evan Almighty. Bruce Almighty is with Jim Carrey. Evan Almighty is with Steve Carell.
With you.
Yeah, I know.
Not everything's about you, Evan.
All right, narcissist.
I actually, well, that was the worst one.
Are you
going to
leave Mitch on hold through New Year's?
I was saving him for the last segment. No, Pasta's on the phone right now. All right, Pasta, can you get us Mitch on? All right, Mitch is in New Jersey. Mitch, take your East Coast guy, Dan Devone. You can have him.
Mitch, you know what we do here? We have an over and under on...
I'm done with him, Mitch. Coming down my road all day.
How you doing, Evan? Dan? It's good. Both coasts are the best. East and West. What can I say?
All right, thanks, Mitch.
Hey, easy. Let him talk.
All right. Nice. Happy holidays.
No, Mitch, don't go anywhere.
No!
Mitch.
By the way, Dan. Yeah.
Just give me...
Dan, my... Do you want a dog?
No, because the one that you have eats humans.
No, he's nibbling my hand. My sister's trying to find a home for him. He's too much to handle for her, and I can't have him. I have a grandson, another one coming in 2.5 weeks, and I have a cat.
Actually, you know, we've been thinking about a dog. So is it...
Give him to the grandkid.
What kind of dog? Well, I'll take a Dachshund. I'll take a Portuguese water dog.
Dachshund?
He's a little bigger than a Dachshund. He's he's a Dutch Milanese, like a German Shepherd. A little bigger than...
Oh, no, I don't like German Shepherds. It reminds me of the civil rights in the late 1960s. No, I'm not down with German Shepherds.
You were alive back then?
Those are police dogs. No, haven't you not seen videos or...
Yeah, I have. But German Shepherds in 2025 have evolved.
But that's what they use is...
German Shepherds are...
What's up, Mitch?
They are the fastest dogs, and no one can outrun them. Not even LeBron.
Not even LeBron.
Second best player to world champs. Second place better than Wu-Tang. But you guys see Spencer and Jim Brown especially, there's more money in those sports than lacrosse. Best of me, I don't think we're going to have a Bo Jackson or a Deion Sanders playing two sports professionally at the same time. I wish it could be so, but I guess the money's so good. And I would love to see Delton, Anthony Melton start for your Warriors. I'm glad he's back. He seems to get injured every single year, practically, and moves. He's got his sneakers, he's got ball, he plays anywhere, just name it. And Giannis, turn him to the Washington Wizards or the Jersey Nets. I'm tired of these superstars demanding who they want to play with. They want to be the main factor that gets the team over the hump. Easy way for a ring. Come on, stick it out. You got your money.
I got you, Mitch. No
doubt. Jersey's in Brooklyn now, by the way, Mitch.
Have a good holiday, Mitch. Talk to you next week. Yeah, he wants Giannis. Why don't you?
You know, sometimes Mitch actually says some stuff that, you know, I think it resonates.
Well, you got to get off the German Shepherds. It wasn't their fault.
Have you ever, like, I know, but they've always, like, when I studied history, I would always see them as, like, sort of police dogs.
Well, they are.
And
they're canines.
And they were used to attack a certain sect of society during the civil rights.
The children, right?
Jesus, Pasta.
Sorry, I hate to take us down that road.
What's wrong?
It's a history lesson. No, I was just watching something about this.
They've attacked a lot of people. But to me, that is stripping blame of the people who are really at fault, which is the humans, not the dogs. You can't put it on the dog.
No, I get
the dog it. Does what the dog is told to do.
Sort of like Rottweilers. I'm not down with a Rottweiler. Because they
Rottweilers are cute, man. My buddy back in the day, one of my best friends from high school, he had this big Rottweiler named Prince. He was a massive Rottweiler. If you stood up, he was like eye to eye with you. The big boy. Never bit anybody.
Yeah, no, they can be some of the most friendly dogs.
That's why, like pit bulls get a really bad rap. Pit bulls are, I don't know if you can't have them in certain places, but like pit bull puppies, if you can get them young, make them, like they're just very territorial, but they're incredibly loyal. You know,
I've heard the same. It's the other side, you know, the dog fighting or that. Maybe I'm just brainwashed. Like, they scare the hell out of me.
Someone's saying on the 510, from the 510, we know that area code, Belgian Malinese or Malinois are intense dogs. Love them, but not for beginners. Kind of like Black Diamonds and Dan Devone. Can't go down
the slopes. You know the best dog of all time? It's called a wire hair Dachshund. They are the coolest looking things. They're really popular like in Italy and in Europe.
Are those the...
They're just these funky looking things. They look like little old men.
Oh, the ones with the beards?
Yeah,
those are nice. I like the racing dogs too. Racing dogs, the poinsettias? Greyhounds. And Salukis. The Salukis. Those are the ones that can fly.
Have you ever been to the dog track?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have you really? No, seriously.
Well, not out here.
Yeah.
No, not out here.
I used
here.
To go to them in Tucson.
Southern California.
Weird.
They
chase like a mechanical rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the rabbit.
Yeah.
Rabbit. And then they just go like hell. And then they all, because then the rabbit then goes into this little cage and they're all like barking at the cage. They don't even care who won or lost. It's just, where's the damn rabbit?
I mean, it's like a lot of people were chasing the proverbial carrot or the proverbial rabbit.
Do you guys watch the Puppy Bowl?
Oh, God. They don't still have that, do they?
Yeah, they do.
You know who used to be the announcer?
Carl Ravitch. Oh, John, what's his face?
Sterling.
What do you think he's doing? I miss him. I'm going to be honest.
He's up for the Hall of Fame this year.
Mm. I'm surprised he's not already in.
They hate him in New York.
Why? Why do they hate him? The guy's announced
what did I do wrong?
Some of the greatest moments in that franchise's history. An A-bomb for A-Rod? You kidding me?
God.
Mark Teixeira sends a text message into right center field?
How about this?
On Chase Headley?
By the end of the show, I'm going to come up with John Sterling calls for the two of you. That's going to be my project here for the next 45 minutes.
Bad to the bone, Devone.
I thought you were going to get me a song from... Who's the kid out of the former San Francisco Giant now living in Nashville?
Oh, Barry Zito.
Well, we got to get him on.
No, Pasta said I'm going to get you guys a song next week.
From him?
Hang tight.
Well, there's a laundry list of guests that we would like to get on this show.
I don't want any guests. I don't want any sound unless it's, again, somebody like that of an Allen Iverson.
The effort was phenomenal. Felt like we really deserved to win.
Oh, sorry about that. Why don't you like other voices? You got to hear yours. You've heard yourself on television for 60 years, going back to the civil rights era when you hated your canines.
Like, these coaches have never said anything worth repeating.
What are you talking about?
I get Sam Lubman sort of flashbacks. Listening to
I think you've been scarred.
Bob Melvin talk for 40 minutes about middle inning relief.
I think you've been scarred. Do you want to hear from a new guy?
No. I want to hear from line two.
Hey, DeAnthony. Well, we don't. Oh, we do have a guy on line two. Josh is on the 80. What's up, Josh? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? Really enjoy listening to you guys on the weekend, man. It's fun to just have you guys banter back and forth about the random topics. Kind of a little different than the weekday, but
yeah, a little bit.
As I listen to you guys talk, and you guys were talking earlier about the cycles, and the Warriors are in that downturn in the cycle of a dynasty, right? And I've already accepted that. I've accepted that it's going to be fun to watch the game, see if they compete hard, see if they win. But we're not a championship contender. We haven't been the last couple of years, and you got to watch the games and enjoy being a fan of the team and enjoy Steph Curry. But I think what worries me, and I think what a lot of the fans might agree with me on, is the not knowing what this management is going to do after Steph Curry leaves. If you look at the tenure over these last 10 years, they haven't really done anything great besides getting KD. And getting KD was because the cap went up and Steph Curry was on a team-friendly deal that he had no business really being on, right? You win in 22 with vets, and then after that you say, oh, I'm going to go with young guys, when you never wanted one with young guys, and the vets don't even want to play with the young guys. The one young guy you did hit on was Jordan Poole, and Draymond ran him out of town. You signed Draymond to a deal when he can't even score more than 10 points a game. You whiffed on almost every pick that you've had in the top. You've had multiple top 10 picks. You whiffed on pretty much every single one. Then you decide to not trade all your picks to go all in to go get a star to help Steph Curry. You want to wait to the last very minute to go get Jimmy Butler, right? Now you refuse to get a big and change the way you play ball. So you look at Steve Kerr, you look at, you know, Dunleavy now in position, they haven't done anything that shows you confidence organizationally from a decision-making standpoint that they can figure this thing out afterwards, right? I'm 31 years old, so my whole 20s, I've got to enjoy the Steph Curry era, right? I was a young kid watching the Warriors lose a lot of games, and then I get to watch Steph Curry in this great dynasty, and I feel like a lot of fans want to just have hope and belief that we can at least have something resembling this and faith moving forward. And I just don't see organizationally the decisions that they're making to give me confidence when Steph leaves. You know, we got two more years of watching this guy play and cherishing it all. But when he's gone, you still...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm going to be a Warriors fan, and you still want to know that the organization has the wherewithal to make great decisions to put your team in a position to be competitive, and they just really haven't shown that over the last 5 years. It just concerns me as a fan because I'm always going to be a Warriors fan.
Yeah.
I'm always going to keep watching games, but it becomes hard to watch when you keep putting a losing product on the floor and you just don't know when Steph Curry leaves what this is going to be. So I think that might be the worry a lot of fans have. I don't think a lot of fans believe that we're championship contenders. We just want to know that we're in a position to still compete, and you just don't see that at all from the decision-making that's happened over the last 5 years. So I think that's just something I wanted to share. It's on my heart because it's just like, man, where are we going to be? Are we just going to go back to being a bad team the next 10 years when Steph Curry leaves? Because you got Dunleavy in here and Joe Lacob and,
yeah,
like, what decisions have they really made, you know? Besides getting KD, what have they really done that shows you, oh, they've made some great decisions and look what they've done?
I got you, Josh. No, I think that's all valid, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, I think anytime you watch what's on the court right now without Curry and Draymond and, I mean, really just without Steph.
Well, it sort of gets to...
You think about what they're going to be without him.
And is it... Well, let me put this to you. Is it a little bit selfish on the part of Steve Kerr and company where it's... Like, he's obviously attached himself to Steph Curry.
Sure.
Like, I'm walking off with Steph. I'm leaving when these guys are done. Steph even mentioned this last year. Remember that? That press conference where he's like, we can't leave the cupboard bare, right? Like, we can't just leave this with nothing once we walk off. Like, a lot of us thought he was going to get into ownership. So, I started the show talking about this, that we can see the finish line. It's more clear now than it has ever been. And so we have to think about the next iteration or what's on the horizon. And obviously, you know, you can't do that right now because first things first, and it's, you know, it's Steph Curry and Butler and Draymond Green aren't going anywhere, but it is something to think about that once this is over, then what? And is it something that Steve Kerr just saying, well, I don't really care because I'll be gone, and it's for the next guy to worry about? Is that the attitude?
Well, it's not that he's, I mean, he is, I don't think he's going to be coaching maybe even beyond this season. He's on the last year of his contract. That's something that is kind of hanging over the head of the season as well, which has been put on the back burner just because of everything that's been going on with the team. But if there's not talent, well, then what's the point? If there's not established veteran experience in this team, what's the point of having Steve Kerr? You know, is Steve Kerr a guy that you believe, from what you've seen over these 10 years, is going to take and develop a young group? I don't necessarily think so. I don't think there's been a ton of evidence for me to look at everything they've had, which, to be fair, they haven't had a ton of lottery picks, but the few they've had, they haven't panned out. And some of that is absolutely on the players, but some of that probably also falls on the coach. You know, his job is to win games, and he feels like the best way to do that has always been with the established talent that he's had and veterans. He plays guys that he trusts that have played basketball, and that is not projects, which is what the Warriors, looking at after Curry, are probably going to be trying to draft. You know, they're going to be drafting young, unproven talent, and I do think that the Warriors might look at another head coach somewhere else and say, you're better fit for the job. But again, I think that's a few years away. But to the caller's point, when they don't have Steph the last few nights and won't have him obviously tonight and tomorrow, there is a feeling of, oh my gosh, you know, what are we going to be when this dude is gone?
That's the question. And how do you stay relevant? I mean, look at the Lakers. They're going to lose LeBron. LeBron, see him return since his sciatic injury. He just looks like a shell of himself. He is so slow and old these days.
He just seems disengaged. But
Well, he set up Hachimura for that game one of the other night. But once he's gone, the Lakers are going to seamlessly transition into Luka, and I don't know where Reeves is going to be. By the way, Reeves, you talk about a contract year? That's the way you want to play basketball, Jonathan Kuminga, if you're... Well, he got his
That's how you bet on yourself.
Exactly.
I think he turned down, what was it, 3 for 80 or 3 for 90? That guy's going to be a $40, $50 million player.
But once, my point is that LeBron can leave tomorrow. They're going to be okay. You certainly don't get that sentiment with the Warriors when it comes to Steph. Like, what the hell is going to happen? And I don't know that any of us have an answer to that. And maybe it's because Steph is, he's one of one. I get that. But still, there is nothing in place where you can say, okay, this is something that I can gravitate to in the years ahead.
Well, that's why I do think they have to be careful about giving up future draft picks. You know, I think that they can package one or two. Giving up the entire cupboard for a player not named Giannis, to me, would be foolish. Because they haven't drafted very well. There's no doubt about that. But we also don't know what Mike Dunleavy Jr. would do with a top five pick. You know, his highest pick was Pajemski.
Yeah, that's getting back to Bonte Hill in the podcast that the other guy's referring to, that when you want to make comparisons between Jerry West and Dunleavy, well, it's draft order and draft status. Like, you're not picking nearly as high. Like, they screwed up on Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody. But aside from that, that's the way you have to look at this, is when you're talking about drafting in the top 10 or top 15, you know, who are the guys that they missed on? But you miss me with the fact that they haven't had an all-star. Well, when you're drafting 56 every year, what do you want?
No, I mean, you've had three cracks, I think, to really draft an all-star, and you've whiffed on all three of them. That was Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody. And I would throw Moody in there because...
But that's Myers, not Dunleavy.
No, I agree. But I'm saying that this franchise in general has had three chances to draft a player that you could envision one day being an all-star. And, you know, I guess some people would argue you never know when Kuminga eventually is in a different locale. Maybe he unlocks whatever potential's there. I don't necessarily see it, but you never know. They've whiffed. I mean, it's just a fact. And anytime you have multiple lottery picks and you don't hit on them, then you're going to be reliant on what talent you do have, which is now 37, 36, and 35 years old. That's why they're one of the oldest teams in basketball. That's why some guys are in or out. And that's why on a lot of nights I feel like they look kind of overwhelmed.
So let me ask you this. We'll get to the calls really quick, but when we talk about the future, are you okay with Steve Kerr, with this trade deadline now just about a month and a half away, are you okay with the Golden State Warriors going for the Lauri Markkanens, giving up draft picks, or going for...
I don't think they would.
...a player that they can... that's going to assimilate and can step in and play right now so that this team can be relevant in 2025? Or do they now have to be conscious that, I mean, now that you've been able to evaluate your team and you realize that Jonathan Kuminga ain't that guy, Moses Moody and Pajemski are sort of, you know, they're okay, but they're nothing special, that there is no championship. I hate to say it, but the king is naked. There is no more championships with this iteration of the Golden State Warriors. Do we still compromise the future and give up draft picks? At what point do they shift and say, you know what, we're building for the future? Like, we're going to trade Kuminga, but guess who's accumulating draft picks and not giving them up? It's the Warriors. Because now we're telling everybody that we can see the end of the road. We want to think about tomorrow as opposed to today.
It sounds like a cop-out, but I think they're going to try and do both. I mean, to me, the trade last year for Butler served both masters. It helped you in the present, but it also didn't really cost you much in the future. It cost you your first-round pick, but that wasn't a ton to give up based on what you got. I just don't know if there's a Butler trade
there's
out
not.
There.
And there's nobody that's going to make that deal.
Well, and the other part is, too, is you know, they acquired a $55 million player. You can't just go out and get one of those every single year.
Unless you're willing to trade that $55 million player.
Which they might be. If they don't pick it up, you know, and we still got another, I think we got 9 days until the December window opens, and then January 15th is the day that Kuminga is eligible to be traded. So within the next month, if you continue to fall, and I think a large part of that would be because, you know, maybe this injury for Steph is more serious than we assumed. Maybe Butler's knee begins to bark more. So those two guys aren't around. But if you start to slide down the standings, the one thing that has helped them this year is in comparison to previous seasons, and I mean the last two, the West is really not that strong. I mean, it's impossible for me to see the Warriors falling completely out of the play-in picture, and I think it'd be, I know Memphis is on their tail now, I think that they're a 7 or an 8 seed. Just because you're not going to have to win 48 games or 49 games, I think it was last year, to be a 6. I think that might be a 47-46 win team. So the Warriors, while they won't be very good, and I don't think we're going to look at them throughout the year as a team that's going to have legit championship aspirations unless they swing a big trade, they're going to be in the mix. Just not the mix that everyone wants. I don't know. Like, would you trade draft picks right now? I know you got to get out of here, but...
Would I trade draft picks? No. No, I want to accumulate draft picks. This is not... You can get into the play-in, you can get into the playoffs, but then what? You're not doing anything. I hate to be that guy, but come on, let's be real about this.
Well, and on the other side, because Dan's got to get out of here and catch a flight. On the other side, I'll continue to tell you why I feel like we do need to focus on now, but with also an eye for the future, because last year told us sort of, I don't know if it's that this thing is coming to an end, but I can see why they're 11 and 12. I'll tell you why on the other side. How about that? 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings, Dan DeVoe, Warriors This Week back after this.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
All right, flying solo for the final segment. Evan Giddings, Dan DeVoe, Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta, in the house with you. Just trying to get to the bottom of the Golden State Warriors, who right now stand at 11 and 12. They'll be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers later tonight, 4:30. Warriors Live starts at 3:30 with Mark Grandy right here on 95.7 The Game. Trying to prevent a potential three-game loss in the road trip, I should say, an 0-3 road trip, which is what they could potentially be looking at with Cleveland and then Chicago tomorrow on the heels of their loss to Philadelphia. A close loss, kind of a strange, heart-wrenching loss, in my opinion. A close one that Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe win at the end with a putback and a defensive play. And so right now they're trying to figure out really just how to tread water without Steph Curry. Jimmy Butler questionable for tonight. Draymond Green questionable. And I think Al Horford, the only other player for the Warriors that is considered out for this evening. Let's get out to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. And let's start with, who's been hanging on here? Bobby in Los Altos. Bobby, what's up, my man? How you doing this Saturday? Good morning.
Hey, my brother. This is your Harry calling in.
But you're not supposed to say it publicly, Bobby.
Don't be playing. You're never going to use me as your Harry. But look, it's too bad DeVone had to tap out. But in any case, this is what I want to say. Look, you guys keep talking about, and the previous caller talked about how we're no good at the draft. So, okay, maybe we're no good at the draft. We're no good at uncertainty. But this is one thing I do know, that Steph is a top five player, generously a top five player in the 2000s. So can we lean into something that we know? Can we lean into the certainty? And the certainty is not worrying about saving future draft picks that we might miss on. It's to, quote unquote, continue and maximize what remaining championship window we have with Steph. So let's sell the farm. I don't care about trading away, you know, according to ESPN, like every, what is it, even year, first round draft pick. I don't care about that. Lose them. Trade away Kuminga. Trade away Draymond. Trade away Rizzotto, trade away Baby Chess, whoever we need to trade away in order to get Giannis to support Steph. I would much rather, quote unquote, trade away the future in order to go after something that has a little more certainty. And so I'm not going to worry about saving draft picks. What are we going to look like after Steph is gone? Because I can't control that. All I can control is what I know for sure is that you're not going to get another Steph. I don't care how many draft picks you get. You're not going to get another Steph. That guy doesn't show up once every quote-unquote generation. He shows up once every 50, 75 years. So I'm not going to be around to see the next Steph for the Warriors. So let's just make this trade happen. I don't know why we're so scared about trading away our future picks. And, you know, quite honestly, the other players – aren't really giving that much value anymore. I don't even know if they're considered valuable assets, like Kuminga, Pajemski, Draymond. I mean, I don't even know if they're considered a good deal in terms of package versus just financial equalization. So, you know, that's kind of my take. And then, like, everyone killing us, killing Coach Kerr. Like, can we wait till Steph comes back before we determine whether he's a good coach or the right coach for this team? I don't understand how we can lambast Coach Kerr when Steph's not even playing. Because I don't judge him on anything not related to Steph. He's here to help Steph win another championship. I don't know. That's kind of my take. I just don't understand why we care so much about the future because, I mean, I guess I just don't really see much of one without Steph anyway.
Yeah, that's fair, Bobby. I'd appreciate the call, you know, to kind of bounce off of that. I do think that I believe they have to have some eye on the future, but it can't be one that prevents you from making a move this year. I mean, the Warriors are going to have to make a trade. And in fact, I would be shocked if the Warriors did nothing at the deadline because I can't imagine that the front office ownership is looking at this team and saying, yeah, we'll be all right and we can figure it out. That ain't happening. They got to make moves. They got to condense the back end of the roster. They need to figure out and finally make a choice what to do with some of these young players. And they got to get Curry and Butler, because I would throw them in there too, more help. You know, if they made a trade that subtracts from this team, to me, that would be doing Curry a disservice. But doing a trade or making a trade that sends out all of your picks, that to me puts you in a tough spot, because the one thing that I do not want the Warriors to be in a few years is the Clippers. In my opinion, last year is looking like the Warriors' best chance to win a championship based on the kind of fire that they caught. I would say this year the lack of a Jimmy Butler like deal out there, at least right now. Things can materialize in the next month and who knows. But the only player that I'd be willing to go and send the entire farm in for is Giannis, and I'm not sure that even that is good enough to get it done. Outside of that, if you are the Warriors and you're looking at LA, they're old, they're bad, and they're without their pick. So in a year where the Clippers could be set up to get an A.J. DeBonsa or a Darren Peterson or a Cam Boozer, that pick is going to Oklahoma City. And that was a pick that was traded all the way back in 2019. That was a trade that, or 2020, one of those 2 years. I think 2020 was the first year that they had Kawhi. But that was a pick that was traded, to your point, Bobby, where they didn't care about the future, right? Because they got Paul George. Okay. Well, that trade, you're right, they didn't think about the future. The furthest they went was the conference finals 1 year. Outside of that, they had 3 first-round exits and 2 semifinal exits. Some might say it was worth a swing because you also got Kawhi Leonard and attracted him via free agency. But the Los Angeles Clippers right now are left with nothing. And they can't improve their roster. They can't. I mean, they can go out and get free agents. They might be able to swing a trade. But they cannot acquire. They cannot get any younger, and by virtue of that, I don't think they can get any better. They're 6-17. The Clippers are who the Warriors are trying to avoid becoming. A team that stinks, a team that is old, expensive, and a team that right now is not looking like it has much of a future. That's what I think the Warriors are trying to avoid becoming. Again, I think you can thread a needle. I'm not saying that you don't look at trying to make a move, but to me, sacrificing everything.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally.
so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
That's, you got to be really careful when you're looking at sending out four unprotected first round picks for a player, unless you're sure that's going to be the guy that gets you into contention. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to D, who's in San Jose, wants to talk about the front office. D, what's up, man? Good morning. How we doing?
How's it going, buddy? I'm doing all right. How's Saturday going?
Oh, great, man. I'm talking to you. What's happening?
All right, let's start with the let's start with the captain of the ship. Let's start with Mike Dunleavy. The world's not gonna get no better until that guy's gone. You was a basketball player. You wasn't really a good basketball player, but now the fact that you was a player, the Warriors gave you a front office role. A player can't take a GM role. Some players don't know what they're doing. You know what I mean? You were just a player, but you're not a GM. You know what I mean? You had opportunities to go ahead and pull the trigger and be able to go ahead and trade some picks last year. And Jimmy Butler wasn't really supposed to be on the Warriors. He just happened to be there, and that was the last resort. So we had no choice but to go get Jimmy, right? So starting with that, then you got to get rid of Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, I think it's over with Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, he has this thing for pods. I don't know what it is, but I'm kind of getting sick of it. You got to understand, when the Warriors came back against OKC, Pat Spencer was hot. And then you take Pat Spencer out the game, and you put Pods in, and Pods shoot the ball, miss, and then he also turns over the ball. And it's like, Steve, when people are hot, lead them in the game. That's another thing. Like, when I was in college, and we used to play ball, and the coach, the first thing he'll ask me is, hey, how you feel? Are you good? Can you keep running? You know what I mean? And if I say no, take me out, he'll take me out. But don't pull the guy off he's hot because you got to get Pods in the game. But at the end of the day, though, man, I just feel like we don't need no picks. We need trades right now because Steph is about to be out. You know what I mean? I mean, not be out, but his career is almost done. And we need picks right now. So we need to go ahead and pull the trigger. We could go get Sabonis. We need to get rid of all these point guards that's just on the bench. It's just crazy. I just feel like we go get Zach LaVine, or we could get Sabonis, or even if not, like you said, Giannis. But we got to get rid of that bench. Is not the future. You know what I mean? It shows you right there that when Steph is gone, that team is just downhill. It's just, they're playing catch up every game they play is catch up. They're down by 20. They're trying to catch back up. Like, we got to get off to a good start, and we got to just play better. You know what I mean? And stop the turnovers. But if we got to get rid of Draymond Green, then that's just what we have to do. I mean, the team is already broken up. You know what I mean? So I just think that that's what we got to do, man. I appreciate you, man. You have a good Saturday.
You too, D. Thanks for the call, man. A lot of good stuff. Yeah, I think that, well, I'll say this. If the season continues to trend the way it's going, I do think this is Steve Kerr's last year. I do. If they don't turn this thing around, if the Warriors are a play-in team and don't make the playoffs, I think this is Steve Kerr's last year. Because why would he want to come back, and why would the Warriors want him to come back? The team's not going to change a whole lot between now and next season, especially if they make a move for somebody that includes trading your draft pick. Excuse me, this season. That's kind of the problem. Is the Warriors weren't just, I don't want to say all in, but they believed that the move last year for Butler put them back into contention, made them relevant again, had Steph Curry playing meaningful basketball like he wanted to, and this season, it's not looking like that move is going to be good enough, and they got to make another one. So they're all in, they were all in for these 2 years, but this is year one. I mean, why would year two get any better? It doesn't look like the young guys who you're hoping could handle more of the workload or are capable of doing it. It doesn't feel like the bottom of the bench, though they play with effort and they play with heart, are good enough to, you know, keep you relevant or around when some of these old guys are missing games. And as far as the old guys are concerned, they're probably going to be in and out over the next year and a half. So the Warriors have to make a choice here. They have to either get these older players some more help by packaging the young guys. And again, that to me, that includes all three of them. I think Kuminga's on the table. I think Pajemski's on the table. I think Moody's on the table. I think some of their picks, not all of their picks, are on the table. You know, in a perfect world, you'd be able to find a player kind of in those prime years, right? Between 25 to 30, or maybe early 30s. You'd move or combine some of those young dudes that haven't, again, taken enough of a leap and look like they're going to be flag bearers for this franchise, you'd combine them to go get you someone that could help you now. And I would say next season too. And from there, you kind of figure it out because Butler's coming off the books. Draymond's coming off the books. Curry's contract is up, but I would expect him to sign something a little bit different. You know, so you have financial flexibility after next season. And to me, that's why if I'm using any of my draft capital, it's between now and then. So that gives you roughly two picks to use. I think the Warriors can use two first-round picks, some of their young guys, to get you an impact player now. And it's not going to be a Jimmy Butler. And I know Butler hasn't been incredible, but I mean a max salary guy, you know, a superstar, or at least a star, which is what Jimmy was last season. You know, I don't think there's a guy out there, but can you go and find a player on a team that's not looking, again, like they want to be there? Giannis might be something, he might not be. I'm not really getting my hopes up for that. But can you look at a team like the Clippers, who are in free fall? Again, I think Los Angeles, and I don't know how many, actually I can't recall how many trades the Warriors have ever made with the Clippers. I know that they were in talks for Paul George two summers ago, and the Clippers didn't want to pull the trigger on that deal, which in hindsight probably would have been better for them. But if I'm LA, I'm trying to acquire what I don't have, which is draft picks. I mean, they don't have anything, and they're looking like they're going to be really bad for the near future. So is that a team you might be able to poach a Zubats from? You know, is that a team you could find one of their actually serviceable wings and help you out a little bit? In the East, Brooklyn, I don't know, maybe Michael Porter Jr. is someone you want to take a look at. Is expensive, but he's a player that you could slot in immediately. I think the Warriors, what they're trying to find at the deadline is a third option. You know, it's hard to look at the team now and say, all right, well, they don't have this, they don't have that. Right now, they're without their two best players. But at full strength, who could play with Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler? Who could be their third option? Is there a player out there in the league right now that's either disgruntled, his team is not competing? Is there a guy out there they can identify and find that can slot in as their third option? I think that's, in a perfect world, what they're trying to find. Because they don't have room for another max salary slot unless they clear a ton of players. Jimmy would probably be involved or Draymond would be involved. And I don't think they, as much as, you know, Draymond has an ups, his ups and downs, I don't think they want to move him. Their defense basically hinges on him, it feels like sometimes. But, you know, can there be a guy out there that can help you get some buckets? Like, this is actually, you know, I've gone back and forth on this, but it's just apparent watching them that without Curry and especially without Jay, like, this team can't score. This team cannot score. And even sometimes with those two guys, it feels like they struggle. You know, right now in the Western Conference, they're right there with the Pelicans and the Clippers in terms of points per game. They are a team that has defended fine, but they cannot get a bucket consistently right now. And you're seeing the kind of help that when it doesn't have the, you know, the two-headed monster, sort of the guys at the top of the hierarchy to make room or sort of pull the opposing defense to them. You're seeing how difficult it is for JK to get a decent look. You're seeing how difficult it is for Moses Moody to shoot the ball. You're seeing how difficult it is for Pods to do anything. I mean, these guys are, Kuminga maybe more so than the other two, but they're not creators. I would say their best creator is Pat Spencer. And Pat Spencer's playing his ass off, but how long can you rely on Pat Spencer? Also, partially because he's on a two-way contract and he only has 55 games. So that means he's got about, Pat Spencer has played this season in 15 games. So you have 40 games left of Pat. Or maybe you'd have to find a roster spot for him, which means you'd have to make room by getting rid of someone else. The point is, you know, looking up and down this team, they just don't have a lot of initiation outside of Steph and Jimmy. The one guy that I am excited about, and I know it was one game, and I know it was six games last year, but I am really interested and intrigued by DeAnthony Melton. I think he's a guy that is, when they're at full strength, he is going to help them. Because you saw in just one game, and I know it was only 20 minutes, but if he can stay healthy, which is kind of what the Warriors' entire season, like their entire, the premise of the year was, if they can stay healthy, you can see how he's going to play well alongside Curry. And I know that Melton he's another guy that's not that big, right? He's 6'2", he's 6'3", but he can guard other guards. He can guard quick guards. You saw him with Maxey. I think tonight you're probably going to see him on Mitchell. Or if Garland plays, he might be guarding Darius Garland, but he's probably going to guard Josh Giddey against Chicago, depending on if he's available, because I know he just came back from the ACL tear, so he may not play in back-to-back games, but that's somebody that when Steph is back, it's like, okay, so we got Steph, we got DeAnthony Melton, you know, Butler, Draymond, and then who's in that fifth spot? Do they want to play big with Post or with Horford? Do they want to play small with a Moody or Kuminga? You know, and that's the spot that I think the Warriors looking at what they're trying to identify in the coming months. That's the spot that I think they have to figure out. Is as much as they're going to be giving up size, we know it. They right now are at their best when they play smaller. So can they find a versatile wing to fill in that fifth spot? That would mean Draymond's at the five. You know, unless there's another big that can spread the floor. Because the other part too is it's hard to play, I think, a traditional center alongside Draymond because he's not a very good shooter. And offensively, he's not a huge threat. He's out there because he helps you a ton defensively. But can you surround, you know, the Curry, Butler, Draymond, Melton combination? Can you get them a wing that's going to do something? A two-way player. Or at least a guy that can knock down a shot, that could score 15 to 20 points when you need him to, that can have a big night when they need it. You're looking around the league, and every team has at least three options. And that's almost necessary now because guys are bound to miss games. Old guys, young guys, doesn't matter. Dudes are going to miss games. Devone and I were talking about the Lakers earlier, and one of the reasons they've been so successful is because they have three guys. LeBron is on the back burner right now, but between Luka and Reeves, those two guys have basically carried them, whether they've been in, out. They've had one guy on a given night that can go get 30 to 40 points. And the Warriors right now, I would say, really only have one of those dudes. But Butler can score, you know, 25 to perhaps 30-ish. Can you get another guy that can do that? Can you find someone that could score 20 to 25? That can be your third leading scorer, that can take some pressure off of Curry and Jimmy, and ideally that can defend. I think that's sort of what they're looking for as we try and figure out exactly where the Warriors are at. All right, that's going to do it for us here on Warriors This Week. A big thank you to Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta Behind the Glass. Big thank you to Dan DeVoe, my partner. Big thank you to all of you that have chimed in, called in. Boxer and Gerson, Work Injury Attorneys, text line, our YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union. My name is Evan Giddings saying so long, and remember, 4:30. They're back at it later today against the Cavs. Mark Grady's got Warriors live for you at 3:30. Tim Roy on the call at 4:30, live from the land before they head to Chicago. Two games to talk about, and should be interesting, all right here ahead on 95.7 The Game. We'll talk to you next time on Warriors This Week.
This is Dan DeVoe saying so long, everybody.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.